Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, Theresa May's success in seeing off a challenge to her leadership of the Conservative Party dominates the broadsheets this morning. Not going anywhere for now is how the Irish Examiner treats her victory. Their lead story saying the British Prime Minister lives to fight another day after surviving a confidence vote. The Irish Times reports May pledges to find a deal on backstop that would satisfy DUP. Dennis Staunton writing that Theresa May has won a confidence vote in her leadership of the Conservative Party, but by a narrower margin than expected. He goes on to say that reports from the EU suggest the EU will offer to consider further assurances, but will insist the withdrawal agreement itself will not be changed. The Irish Independent, meanwhile, leads with May wins with pledge to revisit border deal. Kevin Doyle highlighting how the Prime Minister promised to secure legal and political assurances around the backstop to ensure it doesn't last indefinitely. Well, the Times Ireland edition says May scrapes home in confidence vote. According to the paper, Theresa May limped from a vote of no confidence after more than a third of her MPs rejected her leadership. Most accounts of the vote across the papers, well, they clearly focus on the scale of opposition within her party and the challenge that poses for the Brexit deal. And summing up the feeling of quite a few observers on the whole leadership and Brexit issue, the Irish Daily Mail says it's back to square one, calling it Brexit Groundhog Day. Wounded May wins leadership vote, but faces offering MPs the exact same deal they were set to reject. But it's not just the political drama in London that is dominating the front pages. There was plenty of drama here in Dublin as well yesterday. The Times Ireland's main story is Fianna Fáil promises no election until 2020. Niamh Lyons writing that Fianna Fáil has pledged not to trigger a general election next year in a deal to ensure that the Dáil doesn't collapse at the height of the Brexit crisis. That story also making the front pages of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent. Well, other stories making the headlines include the alleged rape of a young woman in the Dublin 4 area over the weekend and the Garda appeal for information. Again, that story is on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent. To the tabloids and well, the Irish Daily Mirror and says Kinahan blow as hitman caged. Its main story focuses on the sentencing of hitman Estonian Imre Arrakis at the Special Criminal Court yesterday, and that was over the failed bid to take out James Gately in the north last year. It also has the sentencing of 27-year-old Jason Keating in a separate gangland case. The Irish Sun leads on the sentencing in the two gangland cases as well, referring to the foot soldiers of death, while the Irish Daily Star has a separate gangland story, the hitman's eye shot out by cartel, and you can see the full details of that story in the Irish Daily Star. Well, the papers do focus on a lot of other stories that are common as well. The list of the RTE high earners features across most papers as well. The Irish Independent also reports that a growing number of GPs sign up for abortion service. Eilish O'Regan reporting that the HSE spokesperson said the number is increasing on a daily basis. Well, the Irish Times is reporting on a story that made the news during the summer, but that will be updated next week, and that's on the Irish Ferries cruise ship, the WB Yeats. It's expected to dock in the capital next week, according to the paper. That ferry was scheduled to begin services between Ireland and France 5 months ago, but you probably remember the controversy surrounding that when a lot of bookings that were made for that service had to be cancelled when the ferry actually wasn't available and ready to go into service. But the Irish Times now reporting that the cruise ferry is expected to dock in Dublin next week. Well, they are the stories making the headlines this morning. Still to come, Theresa May lives to fight another day as the Conservative Party leader. We'll talk to Sky's Enda Brady.